Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. For more on Warren's announcement and her path forward, we turn to WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, Sharon.
What did you take away from Senator Warren's announcement in Lawrence?
Well, I mean, as we've heard since she announced her exploratory committee more than a month ago, her message has been very consistent. She's embracing a fiery, populist message about the challenges facing working Americans, the growing economic divide, and how this is all the result of corruption in Washington that serves big corporations and the very wealthy at the expense of working people. And Warren has been very adept at linking that challenge to her own personal story, growing up in Oklahoma to working class parents who struggled but were kept afloat by her mother's minimum wage job. And this is a story and a set of issues that Warren links to what ails America right now. And she's casting herself as the person who can fight for real structural change, beginning with specific proposals like a wealth tax and a series of policies to go after corruption in Washington. And we heard all of that and more yesterday in Lawrence.
Well, I found it interesting that she chose to kick off her presidential campaign in Lawrence and talk about the city's history of labor strife and protest.
Yeah, and this is part of an effort to appeal to some key constituency groups, including immigrants, women, working class families, union members. And it's connected to the point that she's trying to make in her campaign. She's been telling her personal story. Yesterday, she expanded that idea and used Lawrence and the history of the Bread and Roses strike more than 100 years ago to tell a bigger story about the struggle of working Americans when immigrant women textile workers walked off the job, demanded higher wages and safer conditions, and ultimately prevailed. And she's saying that's the kind of fight she hopes to lead heading toward 2020 and beyond, if she's successful.
You say if she's successful, and that gets us back to last week when more attention focused on her claims of Native American ancestry. Do you think of this as sort of a minor bump for Warren, or could this be an actual threat to the candidacy?
So it's hard to say, but I agree that it's a story that she can't seem to shake. I mean, she tried to make it go away last year with that ill-advised DNA test. Then came the apologies just this month to the Cherokee Nation. Then this past week, more apologies following the revelation by the Washington Post that she listed herself as American Indian on a Texas state bar registration card back in the 1980s. So it does just keep drip, drip, dripping. And now there's a new super PAC launched by anti-Warren conservatives here in Massachusetts called Stop Pocahontas. And what would be disastrous to her campaign is if Democrats start thinking that this could weaken her chances to beat Donald Trump. And we've seen a series of polls, most recently from CNN just this past week, that shows the most important thing for Democratic voters, more important than any specific issue, is a candidate who can beat Trump. So that's a real issue. Now, on the other hand, the election is a long way off. I'm not convinced that a lot of voters really care about this. And if they do, Warren has time to fix it. But I guess the question is, how?
Okay, Anthony, thank you.
My pleasure, Sharon.
WBUR senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks.